Lord, help us to hearken and behold. Help us to hear and to see tonight. Open up our ears, Lord. Make them baskets to receive the word of God. Lord, let the scales fall off of our eyes tonight, Lord. We want to see, Lord, your word is the life. It's the life. It's the light. It's the love that powers us on. Touch us tonight. Feed us, we pray. Lord, drive back the haters of light. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Lift them up. Hallelujah. On the roof. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Amen. You may be seated tonight in the presence of Almighty God. Praise your holy, righteous name. Thank you, Lord God. I love expounding all of my energy to the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And giving him all we got. Thank you, Jesus. I love to give him everything. I love to be worn out for the Lord.
That's right.
Amen. We could wear ourselves. Did I not take up offering? Did I forget?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm drunk in the spirit, I feel like. Thank you, Sister Linda. Praise God. We pray that the Lord will bless you. No, it's okay. Listen, we can wear ourselves out going to work. We do wear ourselves out going to work. Let's get that straight. We can wear ourselves out playing basketball, playing baseball, right? Running out, jumping on the trampoline, football, whatever it is, right? God Almighty knows we can wear ourselves out praising him a little bit. And so praise God that we have the ability, amen, to praise him in like manner and fashion. So we're going to just go back over this just real quick here, or finish this. Numbers, we went to found out about Caleb and his another spirit that he had. He didn't have that same old spirit, right? He had another spirit.
That's right.
And he followed the Lord wholly, fully. He wholly, fully followed God in whatever way he was going, wherever he was taking him. And he, through faith, obtained the good report. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. He saw past the current situation. He looked past the current circumstances, and he was able to look to see what God could do. He looked past the giants. He looked past all the people. He looked past the fortified city, and he said, don't matter what's here, who's here. All that matters is God is on our side. Thank you, Jesus. And so we aspire to be like Caleb. And we got to drive out these giants, amen, that are in our land. Thank you, Lord. And if we will stand as his bride, and faithful to drive out the giants out of us, and drive past all the death, hate, and darkness, and take a stand for what is right and for holiness, for righteousness, in a world filled with wickedness, in a world that wants to justify, that throws out their separation, that throws out every little thing, you know, Sister Wells was saying something in Sunday school this morning, and it sparked back the thing that I always try to remind myself. I don't want you to miss it because Brother Wells didn't say so.
Wow.
I don't want anybody to miss it because I didn't say something. Right? And we live in a world that everybody wants to justify everything.
Yeah.
Well, see, it's okay. It's okay to do that. It's okay to do that because, you know, we're not like we went to the scripture this morning. The fathers fell asleep. The old timers fell asleep. The old timers are already over in glory, so we don't have to hold on to that bondage anymore. The only bondage that people are holding on to is the bondage that the devil puts on them. It's the bondage that our flesh wants to hold on to. I'm putting the devil on notice tonight. I said, I put the devil on notice tonight. We're driving out them giants. Oh, Shabbatabariasitarabakahaya. Woo, Shabbahaya. We're driving out the giants. Thank you, Jesus. Rabakarabariasabahaya. And so the first giant we talked about, Enoch, this morning, Rabahaya, and how he begot sons. He was the giant that begot giants, right? And so he represented that choking nature, that is inside of our will, that will choke us and demand us to have it our way or the highway. Come on, that's what our will wants. And so as it begins to choke and to take control, thank you, Lord God, of what it wants, we have got to continue to say, nuh-uh, you are not choking me. You're not grabbing hold of me. You're not going to strangle me. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Hit the road, Enoch. Thank you, Jesus. And so found out that represents our stubbornness of our will that wants to go its own way, choosing what we will and will not do. Thank you, Lord. So let's pick up back where we were and read that again. Joshua chapter 15, Joshua chapter 15, 13 and 14. A lot of teens there. Joshua chapter 15. Verses 13, 14, if you turn over there tonight and we'll read. Thank you, Jesus. We got to go back one more step here. Verse 13, and to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, I'll probably pronounce it different every time I read it. He gave a part among the children of Judah, according to the commandment of the Lord of Joshua, even the city of Arba, the father of Enoch, which city is Hebron, right? So again, right, Caleb is this mighty warrior, Arabahaya, you want to know what Caleb's greatest thing was? It was coming just, right, in humility and meekness. It was just coming and being the who God had called him to be. It was just coming every time as a descendant of Judah and being an Adbad servant, Arabahaya. An Adbad servant, a bond servant, a worshiper. Thank you, Jesus. And so the city of Arba, who was the father of Enoch. And so, thank you, Jesus. The father of Enoch, Arba, this just means four-sided. You know, whatever the enemy, the only thing the enemy has, he stole from the Lord.
Yeah.
I said, whatever the enemy has, he stole from God. So it's no wonder that the enemy wants to try to steal the something that compares to his four-square name. Yud-Heh-Vah-Heh. I ain't scared to say that name. Yud-Heh-Vah-Heh. As a matter of fact, I love chanting it too. Woo! There's freedom in the name.
Yeah.
It's his Chetnagratnam name. Thank you, Lord. Man, I tell you what, I feel like I'm about to fall over. It's the highest name. Yud-Heh-Vah-Heh. Woo. Four-sided, meaning to sprawl. You know what it reminds me of? A kid. You ever been in a grocery store and some kid, they fall down on the floor and they sprawl out, right? Lie flat on the floor, throwing a fit, and you walk by, you're like, that kid needs a whipping. Yeah, I know. Yeah, you. No, I kid you. We was at the graduation ceremony, and we're trying to leave, and Ruth Ann just gets on the floor, and she starts like swimming on the floor, you know. And whoever one of the secretaries, I think is who it was walking by, and she's like, "I'm like, oh, whose kid's on the floor?" I'm like, "Oh, it's the Wells." Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That's what our will reminds me of. That's what my will reminds me of, right? Sprawled out on the floor, crying, complaining, whining, murmuring. Thank you, Jesus. Not getting what we want. Thank you, Jesus. Represents our flesh that makes us want to be the center of attention in every situation so that everyone in our world will be united with our corrupt opinions and ideas. Oh, hallelujah. These are the giants, thank you, Lord God, that just, you know, like... What happens is we think like we're walking around, we're walking through, you know, life, and we feel like, hey, I feel like I'm doing pretty good, you know. You're like, yeah, praise God, you know, I hadn't went off on somebody in 2 weeks, you know, I made it to my prayer closet, and you know, and made it to my prayer closet, all, you know, all these things, and then all of a sudden something rears up out, right? These giants, what they do is they, like, you know, they hide down deep inside of our will, and then sometimes something comes out and pricks us. Something pokes at, and then all of a sudden here comes rearing up one of these giants that live in our will. Thank you, Jesus. Here we go, representing the flesh. We want to be the center of attention. It pictures the magnetic power of the sprawled human will, which tries to draw all things into a perverted, corrupt unity with itself. The deceitful illusion, everything should revolve around, and it wants its desires to draw all else into unity with itself. These are one of the giants, amen, that again have got to go. I've got to be drove out. Thank you, Lord God, if we are going to inherit the land. Amen. Canaan's land. That new city. That golden city. Come on, somebody praise him for the golden city. Hallelujah. Woo! And so as we continue on down to 14, it says, and Caleb drove thence the three sons of Anak, Sheshiah, and Haiman and Talmia, the children of Anak. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy, righteous name. And so, look, he, you know, again, we read it there, and he said, back over in verse 9 of chapter 14 that we read today, and Moses swear on that day, saying, surely the land wherein thy feet have trodden shall be thy inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And so here he is giving Rabaskarabahaya, Caleb, his inheritance, right? And like we pointed out this morning, he was the one that said, look, I'm a lot older than I was whenever I went to spy out the land and I found that good report. I was 40 years old then, and it's 40 years later, Rabakahaya, here he is, you know, 82, and he's saying, look, it doesn't matter because I'm still able. He said, go ahead, give me my inheritance, give me my land, and we'll see if God be on my side. I'll drive out those giants. Woo! And so he did. And it gets me to think, when we think we can't do it, when we think that we cannot drive out this thing that wants Rabahaya, that rises up in our will, Rabahaya, Rabriaskarabahaya, and Arishkata Karabahaya, it don't matter. We can't do it. We are more than able to conquer. God is on our side. Thank you, Lord. All right. So moving on to this next one. Sheshiah. Whitish. White-ish. Of course, as you could probably guess, it relates to linen. Thank you, Jesus, which, of course, we know is the bridal covering. Thank you, Lord God. It's our own self-righteousness that appears whitish, but is as filthy rags in the Lord's sight. Represents our proud self-righteousness that makes us think we are more spiritual and closer to God than anyone else. Wow. Help us, Lord. This is our own self-righteousness where we think, you know, this is what we come against in Christ's gospel.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it
Really, this is what we come in. All these truths, all these truths that we know, that we've been given, all these precious, you know, secrets and all these things that we find in the Word. If we're not careful, we grow up and then all of a sudden we think, I got it all figured out. I know it all. And we can point everybody else's problems out. Not only that, but if they would just ask us, we'd tell them how to fix it. Right, this is that thing that rises up inside of us. It appears like we're righteous. We feel like we're so close to God. You know who it reminds me of? What we talked about a couple weeks ago, Ephesus. Right, that's Ephesus. They felt like they were close to God. He said, "Get down and do the first works." Repent. Do the first works, lest I take the candlestick completely out. And so they felt like they were close to God. They felt they could see the light, but they weren't allowing the light to come to themselves. Right. They were using the light to see other people. They were using the light to see everyone else. And thus they felt like, hey, I got it together. I feel the light. I see the light. I can see everything else instead of looking at themselves. Yeah. And so Sheshiah comes and as a giant inside of our will. Thank you, Lord. It makes us feel like we just got everything all together. And then we leave and we forsake the very foundational things that we know to do. The very foundational things that we know to do. I don't know about you guys, but whenever I first gained a real relationship, I couldn't wait to run in. I couldn't wait to come up, and just dive on the floor, just cry out. I couldn't wait until the powerful move of the Spirit of God, that felt like a magnetic drawing power. I couldn't wait for the Word of God to come forth so that it could just come inside of me and change me. We know when the Sheshiah comes, if we leave the very foundational things, we forget to come and present ourselves as a whole burnt offering. We forget to come, as we know that it is our reasonable service to present ourselves. When we forsake and we quit using the blood, then we know we're probably getting too big for our own pants. Thank you, Jesus. Let us be like the church of, or as the Lord had warned the church of Ephesus, let us run back to the first love, to repentance. Thank you, Jesus, and grab a hold of that blood. Thank you, Lord. Does that make sense tonight? Praise God. Okay, the next of the three sons here, Ahiman. Liberal. Liberal and brother of a gift. Thank you, Jesus. So this represents the spirit within us that likes to tell what it knows about others, especially their faults and failures. Liberal to share in order to gain favor with others. Buys favors with gifts, buying position, favor, authority, and prestige before others. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. That's a hard pill to swallow. But thank you, Jesus. But the matter of it is right, we look like this, walking around with our shield and our sword and we're ready to go to battle. Like I said this morning, we can't be ready to drive out the land unless we come and drive out what's inside of us first. And this very thing, I'm telling you, this is us, right? Everybody, we're guilty. It ain't no one person or trying to put shame upon what. No. This is everybody. Yeah. This is everybody. This affects all of us. This is that liberal, and brother of a gift. We want to, You know, this is what rises up inside of us. Or, you know, like that's why everybody's always trying to, you see on the movies and stuff, everybody just trying to like, hey, man, slide you a little, you know, slide you 20 and, you know, you help me out, right? That's the very thing. That's the nature that's inside of us. But if we're serious about inheriting the land, if we're serious about being like Caleb, then we have got to drive this giant. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Whether we realize it or not, that's the motive of our midnight will. That's the motive of our will that sits inside of us, is to really, whenever we, hey, did you know what they did? Did you hear what they did? Right, really, whenever we do these things, thank you, Lord God, that's, you know, contrary to the gifts that Sister Wells was talking about in Sunday school. Y'all are getting quiet on me now. Don't get quiet on me. Thank you, Lord. When these things happen, we're really pointing out Rabahaya fault, so we're pushing them down so we can pull ourselves up. Right? So we can pull ourselves up. Trading these gifts, thank you, Lord God, into others so that we can esteem ourselves better and more qualified or whatever it is. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. All right, I better move on before y'all go to sleep on me. Thank you, Lord. All right, the third son of Anak right here. Talmiah. Thank you, Lord. Means to furrow. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, buddy. The desire. You see that desire to stay in the same rut. Just want to stay in that same old rut. It's more comfortable to stay in the same rut than yielding to our heart and to God's word for new plowing up. Wow. Than to yield greater, you know, obedience and crucifixion. See, look, this is the very thing. This is why we got to have a shovel drive out this giant, right? Thank you, Jesus. You know, he uses the shovel against us. Now, praise God, what the enemy uses against us, he really is, Rabakahaya, to be defeated the same way.
Right.
And so he comes to dig that furrow to make us, you know, fall down deep. Rabasakarabasikarabahaya. Thank you, Lord. Like a ditch. And so what do? We fall down inside of it and we say, look, it just feels better to stay here. It's more comfortable. I don't want to get out of my comfort zone. And we continue to stay in that same old rut. Thank you, Jesus. You ever made a rut? Naturally? You make that rut and then you got to keep on driving back over. You know, like shakes you dead, jars your brain. Thank you, Lord. That's what happens when that's really what it feels like when we stay in that rut. We keep going back over, back over, back over. We want to keep going down into the rut. Thank you, Jesus. We also can kind of compare that to the old saying, we're in a pit. Right? We stay in the pit. We just, you know, come up out of the pit and then we just go and swan dive back into it. Thank you, Jesus. It's that same feeling. It's like, well, I just, you know, I felt like I overcame this thing, but here I am again. Doing the same old thing, right? Thank you, Lord. Sometimes if we feel like we're continually overcoming something, right? If we feel like we're continually overcoming, then it seems like it's coming back and back again, then maybe there's this spirit of Tamai right here trying to put us back into that rut. And it's got to be driven out. Thank you, Lord, driven out of our land, unless it's going to keep us from inheriting the righteous land. The desire to just stay in that same old rut, because growing is hard. Growing is hard. Thank you, Jesus. I'll never forget, we were... had a youth rally a long time ago in Livermore, and we were going around the room as leaders and kind of saying like how we became leaders or pastors or whatever. And, you know, like to lead it off, my response was because my wife made me. It's true. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, And so I say that because it's the growth is painful, yeah. Right? And I just wanted to just, you know, sit back. It's like, well, I just want to go to church, yeah. Right? Yeah. You know, that's where I was. I just want to be comfortable. All that stuff's out of my comfort zone. This is out of my true comfort zone, right? None of this me. Right. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy, righteous name. Huh? Looks just like it. I see what you did there. A big old rut that we dig ourselves in, right? And you're all of a sudden you're like, man, I don't know how I got here. Well, put the shovel down. Put the shovel down. Actually, never mind. Pick it back up. Dig yourself out. Thank you, Lord. I mean, the growth. Going back to the growth is painful. It is. We don't want to get out of our comfort zone. We don't want to grow. Nobody wants to. That's why nobody wants to teach. Well, we got some teachers though in here, right? We're talking about the gifts. We got some teachers in here that love to teach, yeah. Amen. That are good teachers, but then you know you call somebody else. Well, I'm thank you, Lord God. Praise your holy righteous name. Thank you, Jesus. Some things are uncomfortable, but that's good for us. It helps us to grow. Yeah. And so it's important that we continue to drive out this giant. Thank you, Jesus, because it makes us content just to be saved. Thank you, Jesus. This is the spirit that will push us back down when we grow higher. Thank you, Lord, will all of a sudden push us back down into the same spiritual place, and so we won't go any higher in Jesus' stature. No desire to experience all the wonderful treasures hidden in Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. You know, sometimes you just gotta, Jim, you just gotta put that thing in four-wheel drive and just blast up out of that rut. Right. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. These are just some of the powerful things that we see from these three sons of Anak. There are many giants that were drove out of the land as they were coming in. These are the ones that set up camp right there at Hebron. Thank you, Lord. Rabba Kahaya, that only Caleb was able to say, well, all right, Rabba Sikata Rabba Kahaya, I'll drive them out. Rabba Riaskata Bahaya, Riska Bahaya, I will through the Lord, praise your holy and righteous name, to inherit this land. I mean, I still can't get over it. I'm telling you, the very land that he spied out, the very land that he searched out, Rabahaya, this was the part that had all the springs, Rabahaya, the springs, the upper springs and the lower springs that flowed forth that made the whole land fruitful.
Yeah.
That's why the giants were sitting over there in that portion, Rabahariska Takarabahaya, Riska Bahaya. That's what the giants do. They come inside of our will trying to make a stronghold, because they knew if they could stay right there, they knew if they could stay right there and cut off the fruitfulness, then there wasn't going to be no growth. And that's why it's so important for us to drive out these giants so that we continue to grow. Woo! And of course there were giants that continued, that had to, you know, drive out in due time. And then we see, like I made mention this morning, it took a while for them to drive out Goliath. Yeah. Thank you, Lord God. He was in David's time.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord God. And then furthermore. And so maybe, Lord willing, we'll talk about those at a later date. But thank you, Jesus. This is when we see these things that truly live inside of our will, Rabba Kahaya, it takes some serious business in driving them out. Yeah. Rabba Kahaya, it takes a determination. It takes that determination like Caleb just to say, it doesn't matter, even though everybody else, Rabba Kahaya, may go this other way, even though, you know, everybody else may die off, and only me and Joshua, and then along with Eleazar and Phinehas, may only ones inherit the land. I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And so that's the same determination that we have, that no matter who's going which way, no matter how many other people, Rabakahaya, don't want the new city, I still want it. I still want it. Thank you, Lord. And so I want to endeavor to drive out these giants that have made a resting place inside my will. Thank you, Lord God. I'm giving them eviction notice. I'm coming after them.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord God. And through God's mercy and goodness, amen, we'll drive them out.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. All right. Well, we'll stop there tonight. Hopefully that it will give us some determination. Amen. As we can too be as Joshua and Caleb. Thank you, Lord. And push forward. Thank you, Lord. I'm so grateful, amen, for this church, for the Crucified Way tonight. Thankful for Harp Warriors. We appreciate everybody getting in and pushing and yielding to the Spirit tonight. That's what it is. That's what